Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, news director here at KALW. We really appreciate you listening to Cross Currents, and we'd really appreciate your support during our almost fall membership drive. Please click the Donate Now button at KALW.org. Thanks.
Last spring, an East Oakland neighborhood looked more like the French Quarter in New Orleans. Brass band played and the community danced in the streets for what's called a second line. It's a parade of dance and live music that's more common in the Big Easy than in Oakland. But an organization called the Oakland Second Line Project just may change that. KALW's Janae Darden joined the party to learn more.
Sounds from the band MJ's Brass Boppers flow into the neighborhood from Arroyo Viejo Park. People are dancing, holding gold-trimmed parasols in their hands and wearing Mardi Gras beads around their necks. I grew up in East Oakland, a few miles away, but this is the first time I'm parading in a second line celebration. This is amazing. We are actually walking through an East Oakland neighborhood. We're walking past houses and dancing in the street. And it's just, people are like coming out of their houses to see what's going on and dancing at their porches and watching us. Oakland native Rory Brown carries a parasol she decorated earlier. She's hearing all sorts of African American music in the band's tunes.
It's lovely. And to hear all the different sounds that remind me of all the kind of music that we have invented, besides just the straight jazz. I can hear the hip-hop, I can hear the house.
What does this mean for Oakland? Are you Oakland resident?
Yes, I am.
What does this mean for Oakland to experience this? I've never experienced this growing, and I'm born and raised here.
This just means that, you know, Oakland is claiming its rightful place as the center of Black culture in the Bay Area again.
Okay. And I'm trying to follow your two-step.
All right. That's how it goes. It's like a whole... It's a party.
And if you're wondering who threw this big party, look for the guy playing drums with MJ's Brass Boppers today.
The Oakland Second Line Project is a project that is bringing free cultural events to Oakland, specifically to people of color, communities of Oakland.
Nate Cameron is the founder of the Oakland Second Line Project. He grew up in New Orleans and moved to Oakland 5 years ago. Cameron says as a musician, it's natural for him to want to bring music to the African-American community that he calls home now.
And specifically bringing the spirit of the second line culture.
He says what we know as the second line now began in Africa centuries ago, where every big event was celebrated with music and dance.
So the drummers would get together with the leaders of the community. They would go throughout the community playing the same rhythm, everybody dancing to the same rhythm, kind of like a call to action. They'd call everybody to come and celebrate, whether it was a new chief, whether it was the birth of a new prince, whether it was the death of a highly respected person in the community.
Enslaved Africans carried the tradition to New Orleans. That's because the slave owners of French and Spanish descent in Louisiana were more lax about their slaves practicing their culture compared to other slave owners across the South. Enslaved and freed Black people gathered on Sundays only in an area just off the French Quarter called Congo Square.
And practiced their traditional religion, their traditional dance. They could speak in their traditional tongue. That was illegal. For the rest of the week. So Congo Square was the catalyst for Black people to essentially be themselves. And out of that birthed second line culture.
Groups called Social Aid and Pleasure Clubs organize and fund second line parades. After emancipation, they served as community insurance groups for Black people, helping families with health and funeral expenses. There are nearly 70 social aid and pleasure clubs in New Orleans today. They still perform some community service and host the parade. So where'd that name come from? Second line. Cameron says in the first line is the cause for the celebration, like a newlywed couple or a hearse. Behind them are the bands, which make up the second line. The dancers and marchers follow behind the band, and that's why it's called a second line. These second lines may be a new thing in Oakland, but the city has deep southern roots. From 1915 to 1970, 6 million black Southerners moved to other parts of the country for better opportunity. It's called the Great Migration. Around the Second World War, many African Americans came to Oakland. Between 1940 and 1945, Oakland's black population quadrupled, and one of the largest migrant populations to Oakland came from Louisiana.
Pretty much everybody from Oakland, either your parents, your grandparents, somebody is from Texas, Louisiana, somewhere like that.
Belinda Simmons grew up in Oakland, but her mother is from Louisiana. She's here at the Oakland Second Line with her extended family who's visiting from Louisiana. They're in town for a funeral.
So you've done Second Line before?
Oh, yeah. We just did one yesterday.
For what?
For my uncle's funeral. We do Second Lines for funerals, for weddings, for everything.
So her Oakland family with Louisiana roots is still keeping the parading culture alive. Black Southern culture remains part of the fabric of Oakland. That's evident by such things as the soul food restaurants and vernacular. Nate Cameron, who studies and teaches music, says there are musical ties, too.
I collect rare black vinyls from musicians from New Orleans, and I just started to notice a lot of ties between New Orleans and Oakland. Those artists, a lot of those artists were signed to labels that were based out of here and vice versa. A lot of those artists were port workers, so like because they worked at the port and musicians, they would like come here to the port and then do gigs and back and forth.
I meet someone else who knows a lot about Second Lines, Ray Blasio, a.k.a. Big Chief. I'll explain his title later. He moved to Oakland after Hurricane Katrina with help from an Oakland couple he met before the storm when they were vacationing in New Orleans.
They came to New Orleans and they stayed in touch with me, you know, and then when Katrina hit, they sent for me.
Blasio is one of about 1,000 people who moved to the Bay Area from New Orleans after Katrina. He's leading today's parade. Back in New Orleans, he's known for being chief of a Mardi Gras Indian tribe, which spent all year preparing for Mardi Gras or Carnival.
I first started masking in Carnival in the 1960s.
Masking is the process of crafting the elaborate attire of the Mardi Gras Indians. African Americans from inner city New Orleans spent all year creating extravagant, colorful, Native American-inspired dress, like neon-colored headdresses with matching face paint and intricate beaded clothing, then parading down the street. Google the images to see for yourself. Mardi Gras Indians formed a century ago because the city parades were segregated. Why Indians? Well, they're paying homage to Native Americans who helped black people escape slavery. Big Chief isn't masking today. He's wearing an Oakland Second Line Project t-shirt with a ball cap and parasol. No matter what he wears, he says leading a Second Line makes him feel at home.
Oh, it's a joyful feeling. It's nothing but fun and joy for you. And it brings back memories from New Orleans and all. So it's beautiful.
I can see the smile on your face when I ask. I can see the memories coming up in your smile.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Big Chief and the band lead us around the park. People's expressions went from huh to hey. Vernetta Woods is from East Oakland. She was sitting on the grass with her kid when the Second Line surprised her. She says this is...
good. This is what we've been doing in our city years ago. So it's like sort of like welcoming.
She says as Oakland's culture has been changing the last few years, she's been considering moving. Today, Second Line is giving her second thoughts.
Maybe something is fit to go on here. Should I leave or should I stay? Because I can see it.
But what do you mean?
Oh, we're talking about bringing back our, you know, block parties and just that feel we used to have in the 80s when things was just like all black owned out here. You know, blackness, you know, Chocolate City, girl.
New Orleans native Michael Jones founded MJ's Brass Boppers. That's the music you've been hearing. He says music is medicine.
Some people are in need of a prescription, and today the prescription was music.
I wanted an expert rating on the Second Line. I checked back with the Louisiana family. Robin Prevost Gray is visiting from New Orleans.
So was this pretty close? Was this authentic? Was this authentic?
It was very authentic. It was like home.
The music stopped, but not the mood. People are smiling and hugging goodbye. The Louisiana family are all giggles. They leave me with these New Orleans slash Oakland words for my next Second Line.
Let the good times roll. Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Let the good times roll.
And free your mind.
Nobody rest will follow.
See, look, there was that Oakland, Louisiana right there.
I can't wait for the next party. In East Oakland, I'm Janae Darden for Cross Currents.